Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Went down to Timber Alley. See what was going on. Things was too hot down there.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, 17 to the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. John Bradbury is our guest. John is the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, and boy, howdy, does he know about that. He makes his living helping people just like you put their best foot forward in the marketplace, get out of the blocks, get off the dime, make it happen and do it in the right way. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. I know the book's available wherever books are sold. Why don't you give us your website, please?
It's readyfounder.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. You can see all the things that John does for his clients. And you work with people virtually, too, right? If somebody called you from on the other side of the planet, you could help them, couldn't you?
Absolutely. Do that often.
readyfounder.com. All right, so in the previous segment, John, we talked about getting oriented, not being a spinning top and going off half cocked wherever you spin, and getting focused and oriented and headed in a very productive direction that will channel all of your entrepreneurial energy and excellence into the thing that will give you the ultimate payoff, a successful business. Mm-hmm. So now that we kind of got that, you've helped us lurch uncontrollably toward that correct direction. Mm-hmm. How do we execute?
Well, once you're clear,
execute.
And execution is one of those phases in a business where, as we talked in the last segment, it can be boring to the idea person, the entrepreneur who's always looking for the next opportunity, but it's really where the path to the rainbow to the pot of gold is being able to execute on this opportunity that you've identified. So I think a couple of key questions are, first of all, it's about getting very focused and avoiding distractions, being sure that the right people are around you and that you're willing to delegate to the right people based on what you do well and what you don't do well against your game plan, and being honest with yourself about how it's going. Are we making progress? Okay. Getting candid feedback from the customer. So let's say that you've clearly identified a marketplace, suppose it's a new market segment that you're going after. You're focused, laser-like focus on that segment. It's about being able to get candid feedback from the early adopters, your early customers in that segment. And as you and I have talked about many times, the most accurate feedback is a check, is revenue.
That's right.
But then ensuring that they are getting the value that they expected out of your product or service. And so this execution piece is not complicated. It typically is not rocket science. And there's some of us who are much more wired to execute a plan, and others are much better suited to conceive of the plan.
Mm-hmm. And you really need to know how you're bent in that way, because I've seen people who were world-class entrepreneurs who, totally failed because they couldn't pull the trigger. They couldn't actually stay focused. And then I've seen people who had great entrepreneurial ability. They created something and actually did pull the trigger on it, but then realized that they weren't the right person to manage what they had created, to shepherd their baby. And they literally demoted themselves to EVP and hired a president to come in and run the company. And then they became, because this was a technical company, they became, you know, the technical life force behind this company, had fun developing stuff inside the company while he still owned the company, but he had a president run it for him. How smart was that?
Very familiar story. I've seen both sides of that coin. We both have, where the trigger point for explosive growth, once you've found a market, a market opportunity, is all about getting the right people in place and being willing to turn loose of the reins to some degree. And
that's a huge being able to delegate. If John, I think if you really want to know if you're capable of not being a chronic entrepreneur who can't get anything produced, are you willing to turn some of your baby over to somebody else who might do that particular part better than you? What do you think, John?
It's a story that I see played out in small businesses, large businesses, nonprofits, you name it.
Yeah. If you can do that, that's telling you something about yourself. If you can, it's telling you something about yourself. And it's also telling you how you're going to turn out, doesn't it?
Yes, and it depends on what you want. Some people want more control. And as long as you're willing to sacrifice growth and potentially greater wealth in terms of your long-term payout in exchange for having control of something, then maybe that's fine for you. But if you want to really hit the home run, ironically, you have to let go.
I'll tell you something, John. My life got better. My world became happier. I became more successful when I really became a delegator. Now I'm not great at it, and I'm still a work in progress, as I've said before. But I am doing it, and my world is better, and I recommend it, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.